No faith. No faith.
They took a cheap picture and did.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good.
Are you guys okay with being recorded?
Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of the recording?
To have a record.
Okay.
All right. Were you recording the prelim games?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's do this.
Let's go.
Okay. First game of the final sequence, playing for this trophy. All right, toss up one. A singer with this surname worked with Nas on the album Distant Relatives and released a 2005 song that samples the lyric Out in the Street, They Call It Murder. A musician with this surname released the album Love Is My Religion after leaving the band The Melody Makers. The I3s were backup singers for a musician with this surname nicknamed Tough Gong. That musician with this surname held hands with the feuding politicians Edward Siaga and Michael Manley at a 1978 peace concert. After surviving an assassination attempt, a musician with this surname released the album Exodus, which includes a song that urges, Baby, don't worry about a thing, because every little thing.
It's
right for 10. Your bonus. The owners of one of these places wash it with creolin and burn tears of myrrh in order to drive away the dung heap stench that still hung everywhere like a ghost. For 10 points each, name this type of place where Payalo and Elisenda imprison the title Very Old Man with Enormous Wings.
Chicken coop.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. This Colombian author included a chicken coop in his magical realist story A Very Old Man with Enormous Wings. His novels include Love in the Time of Cholera.
Garcia Marquez.
Yes, in a 1961 Garcia Marquez novella, the title character with this rank sells a chicken to Sabas while waiting for his pension. This rank is also held by the first human born in Macondo. It's all 30.
Let's go.
Toss up 2. A painter from this movement may have imitated Hebrew script in a series of about 40 little images. Another painter from this movement, who included 2 number 100s in the middle of the painting Eden, is best known for a painting inspired by a trip to Nova Scotia. 18 artists from this movement who oppose an exhibit on... That's right.
Okay, that is
your bonus. Yeah. These maps are equivalent to homomorphisms to an automorphism group and thus can be used to define representations. For 10 points each, name these maps that partition a set into orbits whose sizes are inversely proportional to the sizes of their stabilizers. These maps take in one element each from a group G in a set X and output an element from X.
Conform is a word that goes with
go, go, go.
Conformal.
It's action. Group representations are most often taken to be linear and thus a group action on one of these spaces. These spaces are closed under addition and scalar multiplication.
Rings.
It's a vector space. A linear representation of a group maps group elements to these objects. Since these objects represent linear transformations on a vector space, multiplication of these rectangular arrays of numbers is not commutative. That's right, 10 on the bonus. Toss up 3. Soldiers under this leader collected all copies of the Quran from a village before they massacred its population and renamed it the Island of Ashes. Artists killed under this leader are highlighted in the documentary Don't Think I've Forgotten. This ruler was a member of the Issarak organization that later opposed the Sangkum. This leader adopted a policy of forced assimilation for the minority Cham ethnic group. Under this leader, 10 rules were given to people as they entered a secondary school turned prison. That's right. Your bonus. Banksy replaced the head of a winged victory of Samothrace-like statue with one of these objects in a 2006 work titled This Object, Angel. For 10 points each, name these objects. Westminster Council destroyed a Banksy work titled One Nation Under These Objects, while in another work, Banksy painted the words, What are you looking at? On a wall opposite one of these objects.
A cop of some sort? I don't know, a nuclear bomb? I don't know.
I was going to say, what? One Nation...
Answer, please.
Crown.
It's a camera. Although they do many types of street art installations, Banksy is best known for this street art form, also created by Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Graffiti.
The artist Spy, often described as this country's Banksy, attached 150 fake CCTV cameras to a wall in 2014. Jeff Koons' topiary sculpture Puppy sits outside a museum in this country whose exterior is clad in titanium sheets.
Yeah.
That's right, 20. Toss up 4. After being murdered by his brothers, a figure with this name enlists the help of the Grey Wolf to rescue the Princess Helen the Beautiful. Simon and Taras are the older brothers of a stock character with this name, known for being a lucky fool. After his wife Maria Morevna is kidnapped, a hero with this name is given to a magic horse to fight a wizard with the epithet The Immortal. A character with this name who fights the wizard Koshay is sent to retrieve...
Firebird.
No, that's wrong.
I get 5 seconds. Sorry.
A character with this name who fights the wizard Koshay is sent to retrieve golden apples that were stolen by a bird. A real-life ruler with this name was portrayed in a positive light in folktales in which he befriends a potter to fight the boyars. For 10 points, give this name shared by a hero in Russian folklore who hunts the firebird, as well as a real-life czar nicknamed the Terrible. That's right, to your bonus. The first national trail to be opened was named for this mountain range. That trail begins in the Peak District before crossing Hadrian's Wall for 10 points each. Name this mountain range, whose tallest peak, Crossfell, is located in the ceremonial county of Cumbria. The time gap separates these mountains from the Cheviot Hills.
Oh, dude. Jurassic Mountains?
It's the Pennines. The Pennine Way National Trail crosses the border between these two constituent countries of the UK. These two constituent countries, along with Wales, comprise Great Britain. The Pennine Way National Trail also goes through a region of Dales, named for Dales, named for this largest historic county of England. This traditional county, whose flag depicts a white rose, contains the cities of Leeds and Sheffield.
That? No. Sheffield's over there. It's called,
Answer, please.
Dorset?
Yorkshire.
It's
for 10 on the bonus. Toss up 5. One of this author's characters is nicknamed 58 Seconds for his love of Chopin's Butterfly Etude. A novel by this author describes blood mixing with milk after soldiers shoot internees escaping from a mental hospital. In a novel by this author, an unnamed country is ravaged by a non-Italian mafia that smuggles people across the border so they can die. This author wrote a novel in which a character's leg gets infected after a girl with dark glasses kicks him.
Saramago.
Yep.
Good buzz.
Your bonus. In his geography, Pausanias theorizes that Homer worked ugly real-world examples of these features like the Cocytus into his mythologies. For 10 points each, name these geographical features. The Greek underworld is surrounded by 5 of these things, including the Styx.
Rivers.
The spirits of the dead were required to drink from this river to forget their past life. Yes, a text by this person describes how the rivers carry criminals out of Tartarus to plead forgiveness. In another text by this person, an undead man describes his vision of the underworld and the spindle of necessity.
That's Plato. It's Myth of Plato.
Yes, that's all 30. Toss up 6. The artist does an action often identified with this man at sites like Pompeii in the series Heroic Symbols. A photograph of this man appears in the image, Hooray, There's No Butter Left, whose artist depicted this man's esophagus filled with gold coins in a montage. David E. Sherman took an iconic photograph in this man's apartment that shows Lee Miller sitting in his bathtub. That's right. So Happy V. Smith affirmed the fishing rights of the Nez Perce in this nation, which was led by Kolistah, the warrior wife of Chief Kamiakin, after the Walla Walla Treaty Council was violated. For 10 points each, name this plateau people who allied with the Cayuse in 1855 to 1858 wars that led to the Coast Salish's Puget Sound War. Isaac Stevens led a war on these people who name a wine-growing valley and a Columbia River tributary.
Oregon. No, it's Klamath.
No. It's Yakama,
okay.
Or a bunch of alternates. In the Yakama War, Edward Steptoe lost to the Skitswish Coeur d'Alene, whose namesake Idaho City mined this resource near Bunker Hill. Nevada is named for this resource mined near Tonopah in Virginia City.
Yeah.
Before the 1893 silver crash, Molly Brown used her Leadville mining fortune to become Denver's leading philanthropist, but earned national fame as unsinkable as she survived this ship hitting an iceberg in 1912. It's right for 20. Toss up 7. One of these quantities is divided by the sum of 2 of these quantities to give the recombination efficiency that governs the cage effect. The sum of 2 values of this quantity equals 1 over tau in the equation that governs the temperature jump method. This quantity increases with exergonicity up to the diffusion limit, then decreases in the inverted region, as predicted by Marcus' theory. This quantity is on the order of 10 to the 10th for diffusion-limited systems. The ratio...
Catalytic efficiency?
No. The ratio of 2 values of this quantity gives the magnitude of the kinetic isotope effect. This quantity has units dependent on the reaction order. This quantity is equal to A times the exponential of the negative activation energy over RT in the Arrhenius equation. For 10 points, the name is constant that appears in expressions governing the speed of a chemical reaction. That's right. Your bonus. While sheltering from this event, a character argues with his wife about whether to invite in refugees like Moses, Homer, and the 9 Muses. For 10 points each, name this event which endangers a family living in the fictional city of Excelsior, New Jersey. During this event, the maid Sabina instructs the audience, "Pass up your chairs, everybody. Save the human race."
Ice Age.
That's
right. This play depicts the Antrobus's family's survival through millennia of natural disasters and wars. In this play's final act, the stage manager tells the audience that several actors have food poisoning and must be replaced. In addition to the one in the skin of our teeth, this author created another stage manager in his play, Our Town. It's all 30. Toss up 8. Joseph Butler's aphorism that this concept is the very guide of life is quoted in a book by Ian Hacking on this concept, Emergence. David Hume claimed in A Treatise of Human Nature that all knowledge degenerates into this concept, which he explained with a multi-spotted die in the brief sixth section of his inquiry. Issues that arise when defining this concept include the sleeping beauty problem and the sunrise problem. This concept's standard axioms were developed by Andrei Kolmogorov. A positive...
like, evidence?
No. A positive value for this concept combined with an infinite conditional gain justifies belief in God according to Blaise Pascal. Bayesians place a prior on this concept and update its value in accordance with their degree of belief. For 10 points, name is likelihood of an event occurring.
Probability.
That's right. Your bonus. This compound's namesake layer in the stratosphere absorbs UV radiation from the sun. For 10 points each, name is allotrope of oxygen whose chemical formula is O3.
Ozone.
Because it has two equally contributing resonance structures, the oxygen-oxygen bond and ozone have this bond order. All of the carbon-carbon bonds in benzene have this bond order.
Yeah, three halves.
2.69 times 10 to the 20th molecules per square meter equals one of these units used to measure atmospheric ozone concentration. The Antarctic hole in the ozone layer had a concentration less than 220 of these units. It's 30. Toss up 9. This technology was paired at the El Trapiche mound group that prefigured its initial series. Stephen D. Houston traced this technology to the Cholon and argued that it promoted divine kingship that consolidated in Kaminalhuyu. Early evidence of this technology comes from the late formative period's Isthmian La Mojarra Stela 1 and Tuchtla statuette. Signs of this technology, like the bird's mouth on a cylinder seal from San Andres and the Cascajal block, may suggest that the Olmecs developed it in Mesoamerica. Yes.
Writing.
These objects give off a cold, deathly smell in a story that ends with a woman's realization that life is her immediate master and death is her ultimate master. For 10 points each, name these objects. The title is a story about Elizabeth Bates's failed relationship with her husband Walter, who was killed in a coal mining incident.
These objects like shoes, maybe hats.
Answer, please. Chrysanthemums. Odor of Chrysanthemums was written by this author, who wrote about the alcoholic coal miner Walter Morell in his novel Sons and Lovers. This British author also wrote Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Lawrence.
Yes, in this other short story by Lawrence, a woman laments that her husband has no luck and cries, "There must be more money." A boy in the story named Paul uses the title object to predict the outcomes of races.
Like rocking horse, that thing, like,
rocking
horse. How did you say that?
Answer, please.
Rocking horse.
It's the rocking horse winner.
Five.
So that's 10 on the bonus. No. Toss up 10, after which we'll have a score check. In a story by this author, a regretful wife recounts the death of her true love, a soldier who was killed by an exploding Japanese stove. Another of this author's characters spells out the word slain when she talks about her deceased father in order to protect her little brother, Charles. That character created by this author mails her father's wristwatch to the narrator, who refers to...
Isn't that just Salinger?
That's right.
Good boss.
Your bonus. Folk songs called dainas suggest that Latvians used nettles to make these items, which Norse women were in charge of distributing alongside food in their households or inan stocks. For 10 points each, name is essential items stockpiled in Hedepu and Jorvik. The Valkyrie's loom argues that the Viking economy relied on women making these items from fibers like wool to protect against cold weather.
Clothes?
That sounds right.
Clothes?
Yes, women managed flax and textile estates in Birka, where the Vita Ansgari described perhaps the first of these popular assemblies. Law speakers ran these meetings, like the one prefixed by all that became Iceland's parliament.
Thanks.
Norse term required. Rural things enforced provincial laws like Vastgutalagen, which regulated sex between women of this class and freemen. Farms and estates enslaved these workers, who were enumerated in the early Frostating Law.
Okay, I'm gonna try something.
Right? Go for it. Skralings. It's thralls. That's 20 on the bonus. That's the half.
At the half, I have a score of 290, Yale A to 5, MITA.
I'm gonna say
280
for them.
Okay, after 5, 150.
Yeah.
And then 180.
Yeah.
220.
I got disease.
Day 32. Day 37.
What was the 7 about?
Thorns Wilder.
What?
Skin of our teeth.
What are you asking?
Definitely
30. But I left my laptop here.
It's in the other 161.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, right. So are we good for the score?
Yeah. Good half.
Are you going to leave?
No, I'm
okay, okay, okay.
Yeah,
everyone ready?
No.
Okay. Toss up 11. The causative agent of this disease is a PE88 plasmid and a squash racket appearance on gram stain. It's not meningitis or diphtheria, but a toxin that causes this disease is conjugated to a polysaccharide to form a vaccine to Haemophilus influenzae. Classic symptoms of this disease include opisthotonus and rhesus sardonicus. When diagnosing this disease, strychnine poisoning has to be ruled out. This disease's namesake toxin...
Tetanus?
That's right.
Nice.
Your bonus. This ensemble was the subject of the 2016 documentary Music of Strangers, which included segments on the Syrian clarinetist Kenan Azme and Galician bagpipe player Christina Pato. For 10 points each, name this ensemble founded by Yo-Yo Ma that comprises a rotating cast of musicians from across Eurasia. Their albums include A Playlist Without Borders and Off the Map.
Yo-Yo Ma? It's something. Maybe Kronos? I think it's Kronos.
Just say okay. We don't have anything
for Kronos Stream.
It's the Silk Road Ensemble. Members of this instrument family represented in the Silk Road Ensemble include the Persian Kamanche and Chinese Pipa, which respectively are members of its bowed and plucked subcategories. That's right. The Silk Road Ensemble often incorporates the duduk, a wind instrument from this country made from apricot wood. A composer from this country incorporated its folk music into his ballet, Guyane.
Armenia?
That's right. Nice. 20 on the bonus, toss up 12. A Jewish-led union in this industry, Local 338, led a 1960s-era anti-mob campaign. In a case about one of these businesses similar to the Arlene's Flowers lawsuit, Anthony Kennedy reaffirmed the decision in...
Bakery?
Yep.
Good buzz.
Yeah.
A paper on this concept featured implausible data like an almost uniform distribution of car miles driven over several years, according to an August 2021 expose. For 10 points each, name this concept, which is the subject of a 2012 paper co-authored by Dan Ariely that was recently retracted from PNAS. Ariely also wrote a best-selling book on the truth about this concept in the same year.
What's going on?
So there's a paper that was an amazing psychological phenomenon that is completely fake.
Answer, please.
Memory.
Dishonesty. Yeah. The recent furor over Ariely et al.'s 2012 paper is linked to a crisis in this principle of the scientific method, which suggests that results should continue to hold when subjected to further testing.
Replication.
Ariely et al.'s 2012 paper is part of the literature on these interventions, which aim to change behavior without significantly altering options or incentives. These interventions title a 2008 book by Kat Sunstein and Richard Thaler.
That's
right for 20.
Good stuff.
Toss up 13. Aubrey and Marigold Burns gave this non-American novel to Maxwell Perkins, whose discovery of it ends its author's autobiography, Towards the Mountain. This novel's title refers to an unborn child that is the inheritor of our fear. This novel's protagonist is lifted from despair after visiting a center for basket-weaving blind people. An Abraham Lincoln-obsessed character in this novel writes the article The Truth About Native Crime. This novel ends...
Things fall apart.
No. Oops. This novel ends by reflecting on when that dawn will come of our emancipation as the protagonist prays on a mountaintop before an execution. This novel's protagonist leaves Ndotsheni after receiving a letter from Missy Mongu about his sister Gertrude. For 10 points, Arthur Jarvis is murdered by Absalom Kumalo in what Alan Paton novel? Right, your bonus. This woman served as a nurse and may have fought in the Battle of Ayacucho. For 10 points each, name this woman who became known as the Libertadora de Libertador after she saved her lover from an assassination attempt. This woman who often rode wearing a colonel's uniform was exiled after her lover's death.
Maybe Lynch?
You say something. It's Manuela Sáenz. Sáenz began a relationship with this leader after she met him in Quito. This independence leader was nicknamed the Liberator. Sáenz first met Bolívar after he liberated this colonial territory. This Spanish vice royalty encompassed much of what is now Colombia, Ecuador, and Venezuela.
Grand Colombia? Is that what he founded? Was that the name? It's probably the name after.
Answer, please.
Grand Colombia.
New Granada. That's 10 on the bonus. Toss up 14. These components are probabilistically removed in a regularization technique known as dropout. These components are arranged in multiple two-dimensional grids in a technique in which they receive input only from their receptive field and collectively output a convolution. The number of connections into a fully connected layer is equal to the number of these components in the layer times the number of
hidden units.
It was what I did.
Okay.
I mean, it says right there. So.
Yeah, but okay, fine. All right, I think yes. Yes.
Okay, good. What's the next one?
Neurons or units.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah.
Yes. Your bonus. Yeah. Inspired by his visits to a Paris zoo, this poet described a caged animal's ritual dance around a center in which a mighty will stands paralyzed. For 10 points each, name this poet whose friendship with Auguste Rodin was the subject of a Rachel Corbett biography of the Rachel Corbett biography, You Must Change Your Life, which takes its title from one of this author's poems.
Rilke.
In his poem, Archaic Torso of Apollo, Rilke compares these objects to ripening fruit. In The Panther, the curtains of these objects lift quietly and an image enters in.
Apollo.
Eyes,
to
maybe?
Ripening fruit.
Sure.
Answer, please. Yes. Corbett recalls reading Rilke's writings in this form, in which he addressed to a young poet, Franz Xaver Kappus. Epistolary novels are traditionally composed of texts in this
letters.
Form.
Letters.
Right for all 30. Toss-up 15. A group from this modern-day country called the Zealots of Piety inspired a denomination split between priested and priestless groups. This country is the origin of a religious group named for drinking milk during fasts, as well as a group that uses bread, salt, and water as a religious symbol and whose name translates to spirit wrestlers. A denomination from this country that was influenced by Avakum, formed after the two-fingered sign of the cross was changed by Nikon.
Russia.
Yes.
Nice.
Goodbye.
Your bonus. Answer the following what? Epiphytes, which are plants that grow on top of other plants. For 10 points each, the canopy of this biome often has an incredible diversity of epiphytes. This biome, which occurs near the equator and has no dry season, has some of the highest biodiversity in the world.
Tropical rainforest.
This division of plants, which whose gametophyte generation is dominant, contains several epiphytes. These plants develop their dominant stage from a protonema, and with liverworts and hornworts make up the bryophytes.
Oh, liverworts, hornworts, bryophytes.
Mosses.
That's right. This family of flowering plants includes epiphytes like Spanish moss. Because pineapples are in this family, the allergen within them takes its name from this family.
Bromeliaceae is the family,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
Nice.
All right.
Good.
You can do
all
this.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
We'll go.
Let's do this
question.
After 15.
For
15,
315
ELA, 135 MITA. Great. Toss-up 16. A second-order meta-form of this subdiscipline is biased by language ideology, according to Michael Silverstein. Dan Sperber and Deirdre Wilson developed a theory in this subdiscipline that claims that the central concepts are both ostensive and inferential. This branch of linguistics often studies indexicality through deictic words, such as those referring to location and time. The four maxims of quantity, quality, relation, and manner form the cooperative principle in the theory of this branch of linguistics outlined by Paul Kreis. This branch of linguistics often studies conversational... conversational implicatures and performative utterances. For 10 points, name this branch of linguistics that studies how context affects meaning, meaning frequently contrasted with semantics. Pragmatics.
Pragmatics.
That goes
dead. Would you prompt on implicature?
How many toss-up left?
Okay.
Good try.
This is toss-up 17. Different polarizations of oscillations of these particles characterize modes labeled O, X, R, and L. These particles contribute a term proportional to the square of the wave number to the Bohm-Gross dispersion relation. Lowered concentrations of these particles exist within a Debye sheath due to their relatively high temperature. These particles collide with neutral molecules in a Townsend avalanche. The behavior of Langmuir waves can be derived by considering the density of these particles in a gas of them described by the Drude model. Crookes tubes produce beams of these particles that were historically known as cathode rays.
Electrons.
Yes. Your bonus. East Asian cuisines developed several foundational condiments in ancient times. For 10 points each, fermented soybean paste was found in the Mawangdui tomb of the Changsha kingdom near this river's basin, Dongting Lake. The Pengtushan, Shijiahe, and Liangzhu cultures emerged on this longest river in China. Wasabi was cultivated as medicine during this period when Japan first imported chopsticks. Goguryeo influenced tombs in Yamato during this 538 to 710 CE period, which ended when Empress Genmei moved the capital to Nara.
So Asuka?
Go ahead.
Asuka?
These items from Korea's Mumun and Jilmun periods offer early evidence of kimchi fermentation. Sansai and Protoceladon were fancy types of these items, which often resemble the giant objects made on the Laotian plain.
Like a jar?
Yeah, a jar.
Can I go for jars?
Yes, all 30.
Right.
Toss up 18. In 1910, this city's second spring water pipeline opened under a mayor backed by women called Amazons. It's not Fiume, but proto-Italian leaflets were dropped in a 1918 flight over the city by Gabriele D'Annunzio. Community housing...
Is that one Paris?
No.
It's fine.
Oh.
Community housing like Karl Marx Court dates from this city's interwar control by a social democratic party when this former capital of Cisleithania was nicknamed Red. Karl Shorsky studied the city's fin de siècle culture in coffee houses like Café Central before the rise of its anti-Semitic mayor Karl Luger. In 1933, a parliament in the city was dissolved by a Fatherland Front ally of Kurt Schusnig, the fascist Chancellor Engelbert Dollfuss. Moritz Schlick led this city's logical positivist circle before the Anschluss. For 10 points, Sigmund Freud's clinic was in what capital of Austria?
Vienna.
Yes. Your bonus. Edgar Degas often painted the frequently lecherous men called abonnés, who were allowed to proposition women in a foyer of this building. For 10 points each, name this building. André Malraux commissioned an artwork in this building that consisted of 14 separate scenes, which were painted on a frame that covered an original work by Jules Lenepveu.
Building.
It's the Palais Garnier. Degas' paintings of the Palais Garnier often depict this type of dancer. In his somewhat obsessive paintings of them, they are often wearing tutus.
Ballerinas.
That's right. In his letters, Degas often compared the ballerinas he painted to these animals. It's not a dog, but a woman with a purple dress and a black umbrella stands next to one of these animals in perhaps the most famous divisionist painting.
I don't know.
Go.
Answer, please.
Monkey?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Two tosses.
20 on the bonus. We are going into toss-up 19, yes.
Yeah,
he's
basically 19.
In a poem by this author, the speaker considers asking the title figure to germinate the scattered, ambushed flesh of laborers' stockinged corpses. The speaker of a poem by this author sees a baby who cooed and laughed and rocked the pram in a room where old men tell him sorry for my trouble. In another poem, this author of The Tolland Man describes the warm...
You want, like...
That's right.
Good job.
Your bonus. This thinker contended that if a swamp man suddenly replaced him, its thoughts would be meaningless because it has no causal associations. For 10 points each, name this American philosopher whose paper Mental Events presents the theory of anomalous monism, which hold that mental and physical events are equivalent despite there being no exceptionalist laws for mental behaviors.
I know the swamp. I don't remember the name.
It's Donald Davidson. Davidson's Swamp Man thought experiment supports this general position in the philosophy of mind. Proponents of this position believe that mental states rely on environmental factors and not just the mind alone.
Externalism or something.
Sure, that sounds like a thing.
Externalism.
That's right. Externalists hold that stimuli received by this body part have representations that are specific to the body. As a result, a person cannot be one of these body parts in a vat. That's right, last toss-up. The first movement of this piece abruptly switches from D minor to D major on its last chord before transitioning attacca to a movement featuring stark piano octaves as accompaniment. This piece is the first and best known of its composer's Triomphi triptych. After a fortissimo downbeat in the lower instruments, the first movement of this piece begins with the passante melody, long E, F, D, D. A raya, or round dance, is included in this piece's section, Uf dem Anger. A very high tenor solo represents a swan being roasted on a spit in this piece's... That's right. Your bonus, a period name for an offering of this substance lasts from Passover until Shavuot. For 10 points each, name this substance, whose production is marked by the holiday of Shavuot. The counting of the Omer begins at the time when an offering of this substance is made.
Do it.
That's right. In the laws of Kashrut, grain is classified as this type of substance, which can be consumed in a kosher way with either dairy or meat. Grain flour must not be leavened and when it is made into this kind of flatbread. Because it is unleavened, this cracker is eaten by observant Jews during Passover. Yep. All 30.
Good.
All right. Final score, 380 Yale A to 200 MITA. So Yale A moves on to the playoff.
Congratulations to both teams. Congratulations to MIT for doing third. As soon as Yale and Harvard are both ready, let's play the second game of finals. Yeah, it's fine. Wait, you're saying you're sitting here? Yeah, it's fine.